The Obama administration tries some new rules to get providers on board. Welcome to Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. There are complaints coming from doctors, hospitals, and others who want to be part of new accountable care organizations. Why? Well, they say proposed new federal rules don't give them much leeway in building the new systems called ACOs. Well, now the government has offered some new alternatives it hopes will satisfy some of those critics. One lets providers who already have solid ACO-style infrastructure in place make the leap to an ACO in the fall instead of waiting until January. Another offers education on how to become an ACO. And finally, money. Another possible plan could see the government offer upfront payments to those who want to become an ACO but lack the resources. CMS Administrator Don Berwick said the agency wants to balance providers' needs with good treatment.
The ground rules for ACOs have to strike very careful balances in a number of dimensions. For example, they have to give providers incentives to achieve savings and tools to help coordinate and improve care. But we also need to make sure that the providers don't stint on care or withhold care when it's needed in pursuit of those incentives.
The public comment period for those ACO rules ends on June 6th. Meanwhile, the administration is also moving forward with another part of the Affordable Care Act. That's insurance reform. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius unveiled new rules aimed at slowing the rise in health insurance premiums by boosting scrutiny of rate hikes. The new regulation applies to most health plans in the small and individual insurance market and goes into effect in September. Plans that increase rates 10% or more have to first get reviewed by state or federal officials. If those officials find the increases to be unreasonable, plans have to justify the rate hike in public. Insurers called the 10% threshold arbitrary. Their lobbying group, America's Health Insurance Plans, said that setting a standard at 10% just tells reviewers that anything more than 10% is, by definition, unreasonable. HHS plans to set state-specific rules beginning in September 2012. Meanwhile, on the legal side of the Affordable Care Act, the administration has submitted its latest defense of the law in a brief with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Alicia Ault has more.
The government is appealing a lower court judge's decision in Florida versus HHS. That judge ruled that the requirement that individuals buy insurance is unconstitutional. And he said that provision could not be separated from the rest of the law, so the whole law should be struck down. In what some legal experts are calling a departure, the administration is now in some ways agreeing that the act cannot be separated into pieces, but it is still arguing that the law is valid. The feds get a chance to make their argument on June 8th in that case.
Just a week before the 11th Circuit hearing, the government will be in appeals court in Cincinnati as well. In that case, a lower court judge upheld the Affordable Care Act. We'll report on those proceedings after a week's break for Memorial Day. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.